Hi, I'm Tony Harms. I'm the president of the Friends of Olympic National Park and also a member of the Olympic Peninsula Hiking Group on Facebook. This hike at Third Beach is the last in our series, and it includes a walk to a spectacular ocean beach. The trailhead is accessed off Highway 101, where it intersects with Highway 110. And it's about a mile and a half north of Forks. The actual parking lot is about 10 miles out Highway 110 on the left-hand side. There's room for about 20 cars there. I arrived on a Tuesday morning at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was already nearly full. But I didn't see anyone in the parking lot or on the trail. And I found out that most of the people are overnighting on the beach. There are tents on the beach. I still felt like it was a very secluded hike. It was really a nice morning when I went. This trail is a wide, well-traveled path. It goes through coastal forest. There are remnants of old growth, majestic trees, and the stumps of those have since washed out, and it's created really interesting landscape features. There are also mushrooms to photograph, as well as giant picture-worthy lichen along the way. At about 1.2 miles in, you begin to hear the ocean. And at 1.5 miles is where you make a 200-foot descent down onto the beach. This area is switchbacked and a little bit muddy, but not particularly steep. But the log jam at the bottom to get to the beach does require some climbing up and over logs that are sandy, not great footing. Could be difficult for some people, just so you know. It's not real big, but it is challenging. Once you get onto the beach, there are beautiful views both north and south, but particularly striking is the sea stacks and islands to the south. They make up what is called Giant's Graveyard. This area is an excellent habitat for seals and shorebirds. The place is said by the elders of the Quileute tribe to be the graveyard where giants were laid to rest in ancient times, a place of spirit, a place of ghosts. This ghostly scene is enhanced by coastal fog, which drifts in and out off the headlands and through the sea stacks. The pristine beach is dotted with smooth rocks, not a lot of shells here, just a few. I appreciated that those camping on the beach had their tents set up against the coastal bluff and behind logs, lending to the feeling of solitude. It was like I had the whole place to myself. As you walk towards the south, you encounter large rocky formations with tide pools and brightly colored sea stars and anemone. It's amazing how much life one can observe within a tiny tide pool. As the tide was coming in when I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning, I did not get to linger for long around the tide pools, but I did still get some nice photos. I also relished the time to do some nature journaling. The hike out is back over the large log jam and then up the hill for those 200 yards. I would classify this as a moderate climb, but once you reach the top, it's fairly short-term pain, and then you have a nice level walk back to the parking lot. The total hike is about 3 miles round trip and can certainly be done in a morning from either Squim or Port Angeles. I appreciated being part of the Books and Locations program this summer. I learned a tremendous amount doing the hikes and describing them for you. And I look forward to reading the novels that are associated with the hikes that we did. Thanks for joining us.